Doug, this is Eric Tidding on Mike Meehan, M-E-E-H-A-N. Mike Meehan, date of birth is 11-27-57. Date of visit is 7-15-25. Please make a copy for Dr. Sai. Dr. Padmaja Sai, that is P-A-D-M-A-J-A, P as in Paul, P-A-D, D as in David, P-A-D-M-A-J-A, Sai, S-A-I-M-D, Dr. Padmaja Sai, and also to Dr. Nilesh Dailani. Nilesh is N-I-L-E-S-H, N as in Nancy, N-I-L-E-S-H, Dailani is D-I-A-L-A-N-I, D-I-A-L-A-N-I-M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath with activity and hypoxemia. Next, chest present illness. This is a 67-year-old male with a long-standing history of smoking, was diagnosed to have small cell lung carcinoma, stage 3, TXN2MO, T as in Thomas, TXN, N as in Nancy, 2MO, M as in Mary, TXN2MO, small cell lung carcinoma. The patient has received chemo and radiation and presently receives immunotherapy. He has been experiencing shortness of breath with minimal activity and has also lost some weight and does have history of COPD but has not been on any inhalers, period. The patient has an occasional cough but does not bring up much sputum. And he denies chest pain, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills, period. His most recent PET CT done on 4/30/25 showed no evidence of FDG avid tumor recurrence. And improved left lower lobe tree in bud nodularity, consistent with an improving infectious process period. He has not had a chest CT done in a year. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes a history of COPD and history of pneumonia and history of metastatic small cell carcinoma since September of 24, period. The patient had undergone bronchoscopy and mediastinoscopy for staging in September last year, period. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for over 38 years and quit last year. Next paragraph. Family history. Can you also mention in the habits? Patient drinks alcohol moderately. Next, family history. Mother died of old age. One brother has lung cancer, period. Father also died of old age. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, but has some fatigue. He has no cataract, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. His urinary frequency. His shortness of breath and some wheezing and occasional cough, period. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, or constipation. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no headache, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. I'm sorry, med list included prednisone 10 milligrams daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. His blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse 85, respiration is 20, temps 97.6, weight is 180 pounds, saturation is 90 on room air. HENT abnormal, spalic pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the utterance are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is history of small cell lung cancer. And number 3 is hypoxemia. Number 4 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. He will be sent for an external oxygen saturation test and to qualify for home oxygen. The patient was given a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and continue with immunotherapy as planned. A follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Dailani, Nilesh Dailani, N-I-L-E-S-H Dailani, and Dr. Padmaja Sai. Padmaja Sai. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza, M.D. Thank you.